State Senator Johnny Ellis says he's talked to a lot of families with autistic children from his community of Anchorage and across the state.
There's just a real plea out there to be able to help these kids get up to speed as much as possible to avoid future costs to families and to school districts, and to help these children live full and rewarding lives.
Ellis is sponsoring Senate Bill 74, which would require that health insurers in Alaska cover the costs of the diagnosis and treatment of autism spectrum disorder. That spectrum includes a range of mild to severe symptoms. It can affect a child's ability to speak, understand, and interact with others, as well as their movement and their perception of sensory input like sound and touch. Ellis says the bill itself is pretty simple.
It requires coverage for evidence-based, medically necessary, something that's called applied behavior analysis, that's the term of art, that have shown by studies to be the effective treatment for this disorder. And so there is an effective treatment. It's therapeutic in nature. Insurance, in my opinion, should cover it because, you know, like kids with any other disease, there should be coverage for this affliction.
Ellis's bill has a companion in the House with identical language. HB 79 is sponsored by Anchorage Representative Pete Peterson. Peterson proposed a similar bill in 2009 after a mother came to his office and spoke at great length about her family's struggle to find help for her autistic son.
And all the financial troubles that had been created to the point where they had to spend down their other children's education funds, take out second mortgages on their home, and were still finding it difficult to provide the needed treatments that their son was using.
Peterson says the legislation would only mean a minimal increase in insurance premiums while saving the state several hundred thousand dollars per student in education costs and over $3 million during a lifetime of social service costs for many children with autism. During the last session, Peterson's original measure was held up without a vote after one hearing before the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. The new version has yet to have a hearing in that committee in the House. Alaska's largest insurance provider, Primera, is opposed to the legislation specifically because of its requirement that insurers cover applied behavioral analysis. That's according to company spokesperson Eric Erling. He says Primera does cover some costs associated with autism, but as a general rule, Erling says the company has concern with legislative mandates that he says tend to drive up costs.
Our health benefits do right now cover physical therapy and speech therapy. Our main piece of concern with this legislation is that it's mandating the coverage of an additional form of treatment that has where the research is contradictory and doesn't consistently show that it's beneficial for the treatment of autism. And so in that sort of scenario, our concern would be about the impact on costs for our members.
But for families with autistic children, the costs are substantial. Petersburg's Kari Peterson, no relation to the legislator in this story, has insurance through her employer, but she still has to pay thousands of dollars and even write grants each year to cover the costs of therapy and counseling for her son, who has autism. She thinks the legislation is needed.
We pay out of pocket a great deal, and because our insurance company doesn't cover, there's a lot of services that my child needs that he just doesn't get because we can't afford them. And we're left wondering all the time if he would be as far behind as he is if he had access to better quality care.
While she supports the legislation, Peterson would prefer the United States provided universal health care for everyone. In the absence of that, she fears this will just be a Band-Aid. A number of other states have passed similar requirements for insurance companies. Senate Bill 74 was scheduled for a hearing this week before the Senate's Health and Social Services Committee. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.